Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
Hot chocolate.
And Trisha, the great Eric, or I should say Eric the Great. That's in the old days with the swords and stuff. And the lovely Kathleen. And guess what?
You forgot to say Little Drummer Boy.
No, that would be you.
Right.
But I already say Joseph J.
Right, and then Dave-licious.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say Dave-licious.
Ooh, that hot chocolate is Dave-licious.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We're going to
And my rumpa-pum-pum is Dave-licious, too.
Well, it's everything, really.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No,
you checked it out during the break?
Not Dave-licious.
Okay.
You're rumpa-pum-pum.
All right.
You're the little drummer boy.
And Tom Hanks is bringing us into this segment.
He is.
With hot chocolate from...
Hot chocolate?
No, from the Polar Express. One of my favorite Christmas movies.
I guess I didn't see that one.
We love the Polar Express.
I missed that one.
Yes, you did. You miss a lot.
We do miss a lot, but we got an expert.
We do. You know what? Because I don't know if you heard in our last segment, Julia, but I'm going to Santarki dressed as a cup of hot chocolate. And so what better way to celebrate this? And Trisha's got a lot of questions about hot chocolate.
I love me some hot chocolate.
I bet you do. And Julia Farmer is joining us.
What does that mean?
Julia Farmer is joining us in studio. Tell us a little about yourself.
Oh, hi. Well, I am retired military, so this culinary deal is my second career. I'm going to want to do something that I'm passionate about for a different change around, so... I'm going to culinary school, going to make a second career, and see what happens from there.
And you specialize in everyone's favorite, hot cocoa.
Yep.
You said hot chocolate. I said hot cocoa.
I like to say hot cocoa better.
Cocoa.
Is there a difference between hot chocolate and hot cocoa?
Well, you could say hot cacao.
Ooh.
If you wanted to.
Oh, wow.
Cacao.
Nice. We're getting technical.
And my name is...
That's why you're the advanced student.
My first name is Cal, and Ka, and my second name is Cal, so hot cacao. Get it? All right. Now, if you had a choice to have my between nicknames, would you call me Big Daddy or Dave-licious?
What is this now?
Just wondering.
I like Dave-licious.
All right. It's a unanimous decision.
Kinda sounds like
All
delicious.
Right. Yeah. It was.
And we were chatting a little bit about the Arizona Culinary Institute before we brought you on. I mean, this is a great place, right?
Yes. It's amazing. I love it. Yeah. Every second.
And it brought you all the way from the Southeast area.
Yes, it did, from South Carolina.
Wow.
Because of its reputation. So we're lucky that, Arizona's got a lot of great, great, great things that we have good reputations for, but I never knew that the Culinary Institute was
I didn't
one
know
of
that
them.
Either.
Yep.
So how many people are in a class, for example?
Right now we have about 10. So they keep it small and intimate so that way we can get that one-on-one experience.
It's a real intense course, right?
It is. Each class is only 3 weeks long. So,
wow.
It's very fast-paced.
And what are some of the names of the classes?
Right now I'm in advanced baking and pastry, but there's basic culinary arts, advanced culinary arts, meat and saucier, or meat fabrication and saucier. And then we'll work front of the house and then back of the house, which means we'll be working in the restaurant part our last 6 weeks.
And I'm sure you know who Carla Hall is. Carla Hall? No. Oh.
From The Chew?
From The Chew? You watch The Chew?
She's a celebrity chef.
You never heard this, Joseph. Yeah? And I'm going to teach you something live on the air. If you're an attorney, attorneys know never to ask a question that you don't know what they're going to say.
You asked... In a couple of weeks, you're going to ask someone from Fromers.com a question
that's
about
different.
That has nothing to do with
I
what
know.
They're talking about.
That was the beauty of it.
That's why he needs to submit his questions in advance.
Yeah. Yes. like the history of New Year's Eve.
You
like,
have ESP.
I do.
That's impressive. Okay. Very nice.
So I reached out to someone with the Arizona Culinary Institute, and they came to you and told you that we wanted a hot cocoa expert,
mm-hmm.
and I understand over the last couple of days you were being informed about it, right?
Yes.
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 Oh, is that to me?
Is that me?
No, that was to Dave's always up in the Kool-Aid without knowing the flavor, but we're gonna say he's up in the cocoa without knowing.
Do you
the flavor.
Do Kool-Aid?
Do I do Kool-Aid?
Well, she mentioned Kool-Aid. Okay.
No. I meant up in the cocoa without
Dave, we're not
going to
get very many in-studio
guests.
So it's
a 97% placement, you said.
Yeah, 96 to 97. Yep.
And how do they do it? It's just their reputation and pretty much.
Right, yeah. They have a really great reputation all over. So it's basically like, tell us where you want to work and we'll help you out.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So the secret of hot cocoa.
Yes.
Secrets.
Yes.
What is a hot cocoa expert, by the way?
She's just someone that knows a lot about, because you were educated
somebody
a lot
who doesn't
about
just go buy
hot
nurse,
cocoa the last
she's
couple
quit
days, right?
Yes,
by,
that is
by
correct.
Some of the instructors.
I correct just did that. I was in the mood for hot chocolate,
yes,
or cocoa, mm-hmm, and I bought this sugar-free stuff from Walmart.
Okay.
Why'd you buy sugar free?
And you just add hot water.
Yeah. So is that?
But she's gonna tell us the real stuff. So
let's hear the real stuff.
Yes. Tell us. Tell us. What are the secrets?
Here's the real stuff. Are you ready? It's kind of hard. So it's cocoa powder, powdered sugar, and powdered milk.
Ooh.
But if you don't
powdered
have powdered milk,
what is powdered milk?
That's what comes in the packet.
It's dried milk.
Oh,
it's
dried milk.
It's dried milk. But if you don't have that, then you can do at home, you can do cocoa powder and the powdered sugar in hot milk.
Oh, wow.
And then that'll,
And it makes the substance creamier, I suspect.
Especially if you're using whole milk, yes.
Oh, wow. And you recommend whole milk?
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many calories would there be in a cup?
Let's not talk about calories.
Ooh,
delicious.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, all right. Our new co-host. This is great. She called me Dave-licious. But anyway, wow, so that's the secret, huh?
That's the secret.
Have you ever done that?
Oh. Except for I used the wrong kind of sugar. I used granulated sugar. I also put a little bit of vanilla in mine.
That's
but
yummy.
I'm wondering, what are some of the tweaks that you do to make like a gourmet hot chocolate?
Oh, well, you could add, like you were talking about earlier, the nice little marshmallows. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to toast them with like one of those.
A creme brulee. Okay.
A torch. Thank you.
That's an interesting question.
That would be kind of cool.
What is more appropriate, the marshmallows or the whipped cream?
Oh, gosh. You know, it just depends on your preference. I like the marshmallows.
Okay.
Oh, I do too.
Homemade whipped cream is really super easy to make. It's cream and a whip attachment and go until it gets all nice and thick and ready, and then you can just plop it right in, so you don't even really need to buy it from the store. So.
Wow.
I like to make my own whipped cream.
It's nice.
You do?
Mm-hmm. And you can put in sugar if you want to, but you don't even have to. You just have a cream and a whip attachment.
I put bourbon in it. I mix a little bit of bourbon.
Ooh,
in
I
there.
Like that.
Bourbon. In your whipped cream?
Yeah.
I never heard
just
of that.
Just a little bit. Just a little
bit. It doesn't kill it?
No, if you put just a little
just
bit.
At the end.
Oh, okay, after you've already got it started to beat it up. Well, I love your idea because I have a torch because I make creme brulee. Yeah. I think that's a phenomenal idea. Mm. You could almost, it would almost be like s'mores in a cup.
Yeah,
with
sure.
your toasted your marshmallows. Ooh, I think we're going to try this. Okay, now let's see. And we heard about putting a little Bailey's.
Sure, absolutely.
That's a good idea.
Bailey's, brandy.
Okay. Brandy.
Whatever.
Wow. Ooh. That's who.
Okay,
I mean,
so,
I do it.
So,
I don't know.
So does it matter, like, the type of cocoa powder that you use? Would you, like, recommend? Because there's many kinds out there, I found out.
Yes, there are varieties. And the way cocoa powder is made, I mean, if you want, I can talk about that for a second. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So basically, it comes from chocolate. Chocolate comes from the cocoa seed, and inside the cocoa seed is have a nib. So they take the nibs, they grind them up.
And that's what some of us would be calling a cocoa bean, right?
Right, cocoa bean. Well, the nib is inside the bean.
Oh,
so the bean is actually really big.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I didn't even know until just last week.
Ooh.
Wow.
So when they grind them up, they extract the cocoa butter out, and then you have your cocoa powder. So that's how cocoa powder is made. So the Dutch came up with this really cool process called Dutch processing the chocolate powder. And what they do is they add an alkali, which is like a salt, to the powder. And what it does is it takes out that acidity, because if you ever realize, like, chocolate's pretty acidic. Mm-hmm. So it takes out that acidity, and then it'll also help the powder dissolve easier, and it'll be darker in color and richer in flavor. So if you see cocoa powder that's been Dutch processed, that is the one that you want.
That's the name
one.
Dutch chocolate?
Dutch processing. So, like,
but
you'll look on the cocoa powder, and it'll say Dutch processed, like on the ingredients maybe, or somewhere on the, Yeah, and that's the.
But I've heard the name Dutch chocolate. It was supposed to be high quality.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and this is why, you know, for any kids that are listening, this is why like science is important in school. You know, because if you want to be a chef later on in life, you're going to want to know those balances of everything.
Or a chocolatier, because yeah, that was one of the things that I actually a friend of mine. Is a phenomenal. I mean, she's an attorney, but let me tell you, when it comes to the kitchen, baking, whatever, she's it. And she made for our high school reunion these cupcakes with an icing, but it wasn't called an icing. But I asked her for the recipe because they were so, so, so good. And it said Dutch processed cocoa powder. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I had to search. To find it in a normal grocery store.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But I will tell you the flavor, it's not your little, it's not your little box of normal Hershey's cocoa powder.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But it's worth it because, oh, the flavor.
It's amazing.
And if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Julia Farmer, an advanced student with the Arizona Culinary Institute.
Easy for you to say.
I know. Well, because I'm like so excited about hot cocoa, hot chocolate.
I
love experimenting with hot cocoa. Of course, the Mexican hot chocolate, right? You put a little bit of cinnamon and
I was going to suggest cinnamon. Yeah.
Tell us about that. Soon.
I was just going to say you can add cinnamon in with your powder and your sugar. And then your hot milk.
How about some chipotle powder?
Look at you, full of ideas. Maybe you should be a chef.
Carla Hall has taught him how you can mix that little bit of spice and savory in with your sweets to kind of bring out the flavors.
Sure.
Yeah. You missed it earlier, and we've eaten most of them, but he made some sweet and spicy nuts and things that he's been practicing.
I love
He's been practicing for next week because Carla's going to be on our show next week for Christmas Eve. And so he wants to make sure that what he gives to us next week is perfect. So we tasted it today, and it's good.
Yeah.
These are excellent.
Thank you. And, you know, so that's tell us if people want more information about the Arizona Culinary Institute, of course.
Yes, you can go to azculinary.edu. And that's the school website, and that can answer any questions that you might have about the school.
It's a very concentrated curriculum. Like she was saying, how the classes are so short, you can actually finish their entire course in 8 months. Is that right?
Wow. That's correct. The last 6 weeks are an externship. So
wow, and they have a restaurant there, right?
They do.
And the general public can attend?
Absolutely. It's called Du Jour. You can just call the school and make reservations. And
what's the price? Are the prices
Is it kind of like Hell's Kitchen?
Maybe. I haven't gotten there yet, so I don't know.
But is it a reasonably priced, or is it like a high-class restaurant price? Or
it's actually very reasonably priced because you have students that are cooking for you. So
wow, that might be fun.
And serving. Students are serving as well.
Oh, and it's open, most days?
They're open for lunch, for sure. And I think they're about to start opening for dinner, like super soon. I don't know exactly when, but if you call, they'll tell you.
I bet that would be good.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should come out. It would be great.
I think that'd be awesome. Wow.
Come out after Christmas, because then I'll be serving our cooking.
Yeah. So you'll cook like steak.
Then if you really like it, you ask to speak to the
salmon,
chef.
Duck.
Salmon. I like salmon.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Okay, now, quick question. I know you were about to say something, but do you, when you are cooking meat, do you use a thermometer or do you use the... touchy thing.
Me personally, I use the touchy.
Really?
Thing. But yeah, you definitely use a thermometer if you're unsure.
Okay.
So make sure it's calibrated.
Well, you know, Julia Farmer, it's just been great having you here in studio for Breakthrough Entertainment's Santarkey special. You know, we got to have you and other people from the Arizona Culinary Institute. So please send them our regards and thank them for sending you out here to help us learn about hot cocoa.
I will. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And then we're going to need to have the measurements for us to make our own hot chocolate.
Yes, I will practice that and get that to you.
ASAP. Okay, and we will post it on our website.
Yes.
Awesome.
Good. Yes. And Eric, do you want to start playing a song into our break right now? Of course, for Santarkey, we are playing some crazy Christmas carols, Holiday Hootenanny, Paul and Paula.
Who?
Paul and Paula.
Which one is which?
The one's a guy and one's a girl.
Dina or Dean? Your turn. Okay. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back with a very special guest,
Ben Roush,
and Ooh. Jersey Christmas. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
These holidays could last the whole